This is David Soper from Radio Entrepreneurs. We are live from MTP Software here in Framingham, and we are talking about nonprofits today. My guest today is Arthur Souza from Adopets.
Hey, good morning, David. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me today.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Adopets and how it got started and what you guys are all about?
Absolutely. So last year when I was adopting a pet with my wife, we decided to get a dog. We love dogs. And when we were going through the process, I realized that it took way too long to adopt that pet. It took us about 2 months to finalize the process.
2 months?
And yes. And then I started thinking, well, if it is complicated to adopt a pet, maybe a lot of people are just going and buying pets instead, and we don't want that. We really don't want to do that. My background is working with nonprofits for about 12 years in 3 different countries, so my specialty is to creating better processes at it. So I started understanding, interviewing different organizations, rescues, shelters, people that have adopted, and we realized that that actually is a common factor. The process is too tricky, it's too long, it's too heavy, and the organizations, they don't have time and or resources to make it faster. So we decided to build a web platform where we streamline and simplify the pet adoption as a whole, and we make it faster. It's half of the time it would take originally. So if they were to take 2 months, that like my process took, would be a month using our platform. If they were to do it in 2 weeks, would be a week if they were to use our platform, which mathematically speaking, would allow them to save double of lives in their shelters and in their rescues by creating that fast turnover.
So you've found out over the years, or at least the last year, that you think that pet adoption is hindered because of the time involved?
Yes, the process, as of today, the process hasn't been updated all that much from what it was 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And you know, we have a growing millennial population that wants to do everything online and wants to do it faster and wants to do it in a very simple way. What we realize is that the process before took a lot of manual evaluations, and they have to read every single application and make judgment calls and every single questions they had from adopters. What we do is that we make it as automated as possible in all of those judgment calls. And what it needs to be manual is just a really small fraction of that process. So it just saves the organization time, money, and resources to focus on what matters most, the animals.
Absolutely. So what what is it about the platform, other than an online document, or what is it about this platform that you've built that makes it easier for somebody?
I'm happy you asked that. So, well, one of the very first things that I'm really proud to share about Adopets is that we understood the psychology behind adoption, and we understood how can we trigger specific emotions on the adopter during the process that he's going through, so he feels or she feels that they are doing the right thing from the colors that we use, from the design that we created for that application process. From the organization perspective, what we did is that we display the information in a very comfortable way that gets their attention on what really, really matters throughout the application itself. So it allows them to click a few times and decide who is getting which animal and at what time, and tracking those applications all the time. So they know that how many applications have they had. Most organizations have no idea how many people applied, how many people were denied or not. So we showed that to them and make sure that they know how to improve or not that process throughout the weeks and times.
Interesting. Who would have thunk that such a nice, noble thing to do would be so complicated? But sometimes bureaucracies get in the way. But we want to make sure that the animal ends up in the right home and the right connection. And it sounds like you're doing that. So more on the business side of your foundation. What have you done over the last year, as you're coming up on your year anniversary, as you were telling me earlier? What have you done to get yourself noticed, and what have you found that works?
That is an excellent question. Well, we have partnered with different organizations and different startups around the pet market, actually, in New York, in Boston, in San Francisco, in Los Angeles as well. So different startups that are just in the same hustle as we are, trying to help animals or trying to launch different products there. We are working directly with shelters and make them feel part of the process of building the platform itself. So they know that what we are building is for them, and they are part of what is that. Those are two strategies really on the ground that we dialogue and we partner with different organizations. We also have been building content and an online community. They understand. Actually, David, you know that pet adoption is a very emotional decision.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's really, it gets people involved really, really fast when we show what we are doing. And we are a social business, so we are not in the game to get rich or to make as much money as we can. Rather, we are in the game to make a scalable process that can save more and more animals as we go. And we talk about the U.S. The U.S. has 2.7 million animals each year that get euthanized, get killed because of the lack of homes. But when you think that from a world perspective, we have about 600 million animals around the world that go through the same process. So building a technology that is scalable, that can be used anywhere, adapting to its context, of course, it's actually gets partners involved really, really in a simple way, because we are doing the right thing and we are partnering with the right people together as well. So it's mostly how we create those partnerships.
So are you building a national network or a national database of animals and not pets yet, but of animals that are available?
Yeah, actually, the database comes automatically because the organizations using our platform, they have to upload their animals. And then as a consequence, we know where they are and know what kind of animals are there.
Can you tell us some of the name of those organizations?
Oh, yes, there are some really incredible organizations around the country that we admire and we recommend.
Could you tell us Boston ones in particular?
Actually, in the Boston area, we have Lucky Labs. That is a beautiful organization where I got my lab from. And they work in Texas and Missouri. And in New England as well. Our dog came from Texas, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And he hates snow, by the way. we have as well Midwest Rescue. That is another organization that we recommend for the work they do. Daisy Pitbull Rescue, which is a beautiful organization that focuses on pitbull. That, you know, there's a lot of prejudice against that breed specifically. In the Boston area, we are really friends with the Animal League Rescue here in the Boston area as well.
Good. What are your plans for the future as far as growth? Do you think the partnership model is going to continue to work for you, or are you going to have to do more conventional ways to get out there, to get people to know in the communities in and around the Boston area and really the region that you have? You know, how many pets? How many animals do you guys? How many animals are there in the Boston area up for adoption at any one time? Do you have that data?
It changes depending on the season. But essentially, last time, for this summer, what we understood is that we had, in Massachusetts as a whole, about 150,000 animals up for adoption.
Okay.
In the U.S., we have about 7.5 animals that are abundant each year, 5 million of which get adopted, either because they find their family again or some other family adopts them.
Right. Okay. All right. What, as Auto Pets, what are you guys doing in the community other than this great service? Do you guys get out into the community and donate your time, or you know, I would be going to the schools, I would be going to the middle schools, letting people know, hey, you know, school's starting up, a pet's a good idea, you know?
There are several different activities and events that we work to get involved as well. Here in Boston, coming next, there is the Celebrity Runway, where we have different celebrities from Massachusetts that walk with their dogs down, with adoptable dogs, down the runway, and then showing and exposing those animals to the community as well. We do plan to be more involved in events and launching our own events as well around the Boston area. Right. Not only Boston, but rather we are building a network of college ambassadors, where they will be helping us to make sure that the shelters have the help they need, and at the same time bringing the attention to the kids and make sure that we can connect really incredible families with the animals that we are aiming to help. And that's the our social impact itself. It's helping them to find those families.
Absolutely. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about celebrities and the shelter animals? Is there a website that they could go to, or a group that they could call to go see this? Or
Actually, it will be launched really soon, and we will be getting to know a little bit more about it in the Boston community. As of now, no, we don't have any information out.
All right.
But we'll be having a lot more information out now towards the end of September, and towards November.
We'll have to make sure you get that information over to Chris and we can push that out.
It will be
Chris, our producer, over here doing an excellent job for us, as always, making sure that we're heard live here at MTP Software in Framingham. Arthur, if you could tell us a little bit how to contact you, that'd be great. Whether it's a website, phone number, Twitter handle.
Thank you. Thank you so much, David. So our website is adopets.org, and adopets is like adopt, but with pets at the end.
Right.
And my email is Arthur, A-R-T-U-R, at adopets.org as well. And you can find me through those contacts on Twitter. I am Arthur C Sousa. And Facebook, same thing. And I'm glad to help any organization that might want to get involved, or any volunteer or entrepreneur that wants to be involved in the process as well. We are happy to talk.
Well, that's excellent. This is David Soper from Radio Entrepreneurs, from MTP Software here in Framingham. And my guest was Arthur Sousa of Adopets. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Chris. And I wish everybody a great day.